Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue to read the daily devotionals. Thank you so much for joining us. Torah Life Ministries is a website dedicated to helping people understand and learn about the Hebraic roots of Yeshua and the foundation of all scripture, which is the Torah. And in the scriptures, when it says all scripture is profitable for man, there was no New Testament. They were talking about the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, starting in Genesis. And these are not Jewish books. These are Bible books. And these are the foundation of all scripture, which Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is the one that he taught out of and the one where things started. So that is the foundation of this ministry, is the foundation of scripture. And you can't have a something solid on top of a weak foundation. So you need a strong foundation to have a strong relationship with Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. So that's why we must be well-knowledged and understand of the Torah. Now, reading that, we're doing this Suffer Well devotional series, which helps build our foundation as well, because suffering is part of our walk with Him. And we are supposed to give up our lives and take up our cross and die and then rise again with Yeshua. And suffering is a part of that. But we don't have to suffer unwell. We suffer well. So in this series, this devotional series, we're up to a point where we're looking at the 16 attributes of love. And this is the second one we're going to do today. And the devotional today is love is kind. It's the second attribute. So love is kind, 1 Corinthians 13:4, the example of this, as we see in 1 Corinthians 13, all about love. But 1 Corinthians 13:4 says, love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous, love is not boastful or proud. And as we look at that, we read, it says, love is kind and therefore Yahweh is kind. Good, this kind's definition. And of good, we learn the word perfection. This second attribute of love expresses love's never-ending perfectionist. Eventually, at attribute 16, we will get a perfectly clear understanding of every attribute of love. But for this attribute, we look into love's kindness. Kindness is part of the foundation of love. It acts as a pillar along with the other 15 attributes. Picture it. As Peter describes its relationship to love in 2 Peter 1, 5-7, but also for this reason, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue and virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance reverence, and to reverence brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. This leads us with another pattern of Yahweh. Anything that attempts to express itself as love and yet is unkind is an imposter. The healing from our failures due to our self expressions of love comes through repentance. For acting without kindness, pray as such, Father, forgive me for being unkind and yet claiming to love. It is love in its totally definite that defines you. And my misuse has caused pain and confusion. This narrow road of repentance will then release the voice of Yahweh within. That still small voice echoes, can I teach you how to truly love? Can I teach you how to be like me, my son, and my spirit? Listen closely, loved one. If you continually claim to love and yet remain unkind for even one moment, you have failed at love. Be aware. Love accepts no substitute, and there is no such thing as human love. I give you a new commandment. That is, you should love one another just as I have loved you. So you too should love one another. But this shall all men know that you are my disciple, if you love one another, and you keep showing love among yourselves. That's John 13, verses 34 to 35. So as we look at this, and we look at the idea of kindness, and when we think about kindness, and we think about what the scriptures say about kindness, we have to understand the gentleness and kindness we're supposed to express to each other. And again, I remind you, that does not mean we're not to rebuke and we're not to be honest and open with others. As I was telling somebody yesterday, if there's a fire burning and somebody's in the house, you need to yell and scream so they can get out, so they're aware that they're doing something wrong. For the person that walks by and says nothing is not showing love. But there must be a certain gentleness about our countenance when we carry ourselves as believers, and a certain kindness that expresses our love towards others, where they see that and understand that. And it says in Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Ephesians 4:31-32 says, all bitterness, anger, and wrath, shouting, and slander must be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as also you were forgiven by Yeshua. And Colossians 3:12 says, so as those who have been chosen by Yahweh, holy and beloved, put a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And I tell people all the time, where is the love? You know, when I see the tongue, I see people when they speak unkind words, and when they curse, something the enemy's taking control over these people. Where's the kindness? You know, the Spirit is willing, it says in Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray, so you will not fall in temptation. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Galatians 5:17 says, for the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit is what contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you are not to do whatever you want. We must be kind to everyone. Everyone. We must learn kindness. Even our enemies, it says in the scriptures. Luke 6:35, but love your enemies, do good, and lend a helping hand for nothing in return. Not looking for a reward. That's what we must do. If anyone forced you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. We must understand. You know, and say we can learn some things. Two things we can learn from David, King David, on kindness. In 2 Samuel 9:7 said, don't be afraid, David said to him, for I will surely show your kindness. For the sake of your father Jonathan, I will restore you to the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table. And Samuel 10:2 said, then David said, I will show kindness to Hanan, the son of Nahash, just as his father showed kindness to me. So David sent his servants to console him concerning his father. But when David's servants came to the land of the Amorites. So you know, but we got to understand, there's a difference between being nice and being kind. This is what we need to comprehend. There's a difference. You know, people can do nice things for you. You know, but there's a difference. Proverbs 23:6-7 says, do not eat the food of a begrudging host. Do not crave his delicacies, for it is kind the person who is always thinking about cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. Proverbs 26:25 says, they pretend to be kind, but don't believe them. Their hearts are full of many evils. Deuteronomy 15:8 says, but you shall freely open your hand to him and shall generously lend him sufficient for his need, for whatever he lacks. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, each one must do just and have proposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. Remember the acts of kindness which we must do as believers. Acts of kindness and not having a stony, cold heart. This isn't to enable people that are harming themselves. You don't want to give a drug addict drugs or an alcoholic alcohol. But this is to understand the act of kindness to one another. We must discern, but we also must have a kind heart. And we must understand we've been so blessed by Yahweh, and we must give it just as we've been given. I think about the example of the man that was set free from his debt, and then he went to go collect the debt that was owed to him. That's not the act of love. Acts 28:2 says, the islanders showed unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed all of us because it was raining and cold. Ruth 3:10 says, Yahweh blessed you, my daughter. He replied, this kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after your younger men, whether rich or poor. Kind acts have an effect on us just as they do others. We must get this. Proverbs, another word for wisdom, says in 11:16-17. Proverbs 11, chapters, verses 16, 17. Kind-hearted woman gains honor, but ruthless men gain only wealth. Those who are kind benefit themselves, but the cruel be in ruin on themselves. One of the most important attributes of love is being kind. Being kind. Never doubt the power of your kind words and your kind acts. Proverbs 16:23-24 says, from a wise mind comes wise speech. The words of the wise are persuasive. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul, healthy for the body. Proverbs 12:18, there is that speckle speaketh like a piercing of the sword. The tongue is the wise in health. And Psalms 14:1-5, let a righteous man strike me, that is a kindness. Let him rebuke me, that is oil on my head. My head will not refuse it, for my prayer will still be against the deeds of the evildoers. The ultimate act of kindness, if we're told in Scripture, is to imitate Yeshua. And we look at what he did for us. For in Titus 3:4-6, but when a kindness and the love of Yahweh, our Savior, appeared, he saved us not because of our righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of our rebirth and renewed by the Holy Spirit, whom poured out generously through Yeshua, our Messiah. Ephesians 2:7-8 says, in order that that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Yeshua. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It's a gift from Yahweh. Yahweh's kindness. That's what leads to repentance. Romans 2:4. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Remember, as believers, we're not to get tired of doing good. We're not to get tired of being kind. Galatians 6:9. And then it says in 1 Corinthians 13:4, love suffers long and is kind. Is kind. We must understand kindness. And I'm telling you, as we discussed here, the heart, the tongue, and the words. One of the things that despises me more than anything else. Anyone that knows me understands this concept. It's the most, one of the most vile things that people can put in my life or bring in my life that just shows me their true colors is when people curse and use cuss words, especially in a way that's pointed towards someone. You know, I can understand if somebody's brought up in a culture where they just in their natural speech might use a cuss word to explain something, it's one thing. But when people use curse words towards a person, it's evil. It's not kind. at all. Proverbs 16:24 says, kind words like honey and sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Hallelujah. Our kindness must be in speech and action. Proverbs 15:26 says, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. Proverbs 25:11 says, like golden apples set in silver is a word spoken at the right time. Proverbs 15:23, everyone enjoys fitting reply. It is wonderful to say the right thing at the right time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wise words we should speak. Kindness. A man shall eat the good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. Proverbs 3:2. Proverbs is another word for wisdom, and it says in Proverbs 18:20, wise words satisfy like a good meal, the right words be satisfying. And Proverbs 18:4, wise words are like deep waters. Wisdom flows from the wise like a bubbling brook. I tell you this now, a kind person will speak kind words 100% of the time. The mouth of the righteous. The words of the godly encourage many. Proverbs 10:21. It's all over scripture. Proverbs 10:20. The words of the godly are like sterling silver. The heart of a fool is worthless. It speaks all in the scriptures about this. About the importance of this. Gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. We show our love through our speech. That was Proverbs 15:4. We show our love through our speech. We need to encourage each other and comfort one another with kind and wise words. We must speak righteousness over each other. We must get this. And I tell you that this world we live in today, people don't understand kindness. And when we look about the attributes of love, remember what we said, there's 16, and if you're missing one, then you don't have love. Love is a completion of all 16. Anything less than that is not love. It's an unconditional, complete act. And anything less than it is less than what true love is. We must be kind and we must show kindness. There's no excuse for not being kind. No excuse. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as Yahweh has and Yeshua has forgiven you. Proverbs 11:17, a man is kind, benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself. All over scripture do we see acts of kindness being given. These wonderful acts of kindness. And we look at the kindest person in the scriptures who's more kind to and more patient and loving than any other person to ever walk on this earth. And Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And this is what he taught. Be kind to others. To love one another. And anything less than all the 16 attributes is not love. So if you're not kind, you're not loving. Proverbs 19:17 said, whoever is generous to the poor leads to Yahweh, and he will repay him for his deed. Our kindness is an investment, but we don't do it for our own gain. We do it to exemplify Yeshua in us, to exemplify what he's done for us, to be kind to one another, for it's the greatest answer in the world. It's the greatest answer in the world. Again, this isn't to lower ourselves and put ourselves in a position of vulnerability or to enable others, but we can do things with kindness. You know, even if we have to be tough and show people tough love, we can do it with a kind and gentle heart. We need to figure this out and understand when you look at the attributes of Yeshua and you look at the attributes of love. Yeshua is love. And kindness is part of who he was and who he is. Romans 15:2 says, let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. Do not grow weary. Keep doing good. Do not grow weary. Keep doing good. 1 Peter 3, verse 8 and 9 says, finally, all of you have unity of the mind, sympathy, brotherly love, tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil, reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for you this you were called, that you may attain a blessing. To be kind, and the reply you get from others when you're kind. I grew up in a city where I understand the culture of New York, where I grew up, and the speech. So, I see the rest of the world look at us New Yorkers in a different way sometimes. But I could tell you, I traveled the whole world, and it's one of the only places in the world where you could stand in line and talk to a stranger for a half hour about something. And not everyone's just minding their own business and going their own ways. People are speaking to each other, being open with each other. It's just something special about places like this and people like this. And it's a wonderful thing when you could just have an opportunity to express your kindness to others. And not everyone's just ignoring and not talking and locking themselves up in some car where they don't associate with people they don't know. The act of kindness, and the greatest act of kindness we could show, is to share the gospel of Yeshua. The greatest thing you can do to show your kindness to others is to go find somebody you don't know today and let them know Yeshua died for them. And tell them Yeshua died for them. And let them know. I would submit to you that it's unkind to have a conversation with somebody and not mention Yeshua. How many people did you let know yesterday that Yeshua died for them? How many people did you tell that he's coming soon and they need to repent? You see, the word repent has become a curse word today. People don't want to hear it. Even the church won't even use it. But it's a beautiful thing. For the scriptures say repentance brings refreshing. We have no problem telling somebody that or asking them for the time if they're a stranger or directions. But we don't want to tell them that somebody died for them. And we could have the greatest treasure in the world. To be kind, to share your treasures with others, is what we must do and we must learn to do. It's the greatest kindness, the greatest act of kindness we can show one another. Even in relationships, I see the kindness gone. Even married people are no longer kind to each other. Mothers and daughters, fathers and sons, brothers and sisters are no longer showing kindness for each other. And in the most despicable act, we show no kindness and respect toward Yeshua and what he's done for us. Some people actually use his name as a curse word. People completely ignore what he's done for us. One of the greatest acts of kindness we could do as believers is to follow the commandments of our wonderful Creator, because we love him and we want to show him back that we're appreciative of what he's done for us and the kindness that he's given us and the mercy and grace by saving us. Taking things for granted and just saying Yeshua died for us, but having no emotion about what that actually means. If you truly believe he died for you, you will follow his commandments. You won't look for an excuse not to follow them. You won't be deceived by a pastor or a preacher or a church that tells you you no longer need to follow what he said to do. I will submit to you today that in his beautiful kindness and his grace of Yahweh, that he gave Yeshua to die for us so we would be changed and transformed and redeemed and repentive and to be kind. And that's what he wants us to do, and that's what he calls us to do. So follow his commandments. Teach others that they must do the same. Let strangers know that Yeshua died for them. Don't preach to the choir. Go out and tell others. Tell everyone the good news. For or if you found something that everyone could have, it'd be selfish for you to just keep it for yourself. You found the greatest treasure in the world in Yeshua Messiah, and somebody once told you about him. So go and tell others. Just like the rich man or the man that owed the debt was set free, he had an opportunity to set the people free that owed him money, but he didn't. He went to them and he went and demanded that they pay him. Don't be like that man. Don't be like that man. Show kindness to others. Show kindness to others. For those of you out there that are listening that don't get this, they don't get Yeshua, they don't get the kindness of Yeshua. For the Bible says the truth will set you free. Most people think the Bible limits you to living a certain way or certain rules or certain ways. It frees you. It frees you from all the sin and the unkindness of this world. And it frees you to experience and to give the kindness, the true kindness of Yeshua. For helping an old lady across the street or buying a little kid ice cream might be kind acts, but there's a different idea of kindness. For to take Yeshua's death, not seriously, and to live every day breaking his commandments, and to say that there's any other savior but him, is not an act of kindness. For to not tell others about what he's done for us is not an act of kindness. For to not believe it for ourselves is not an act of kindness. It's time we repent. Repent, repent. And understand this second attribute of love that we're talking about today. So go out there and be kind and let people know Yeshua died for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. And thank you so much for continuing to listen to this ministry. And remember again, as we stated, the foundation of all scripture is the Torah. The Torah, the first five books of the Bible. Yahweh's instruction, his will for our lives, what he wants us to do. And what he calls us to do is to love one another. And that love is kindness. Kindness, gentleness, and faith, and thankfulness. These are the attributes we'll be discussing here on this devotional series. You can go to TorahLifeMinistries.org to support us and to just contact us. Or our Patreon page, patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. Thank you all so much. Have a blessed day. Please share this with others. Yahweh bless you, everybody. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Dr. Seuss famously said, "A person's a person, no matter how small." Join CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast for our spring gala on March 5th or 6th to hear Dr. Lau explain why Dr. Seuss got it right. Our theme is No Matter How Small. RSVP at carenetgala.com. CareNet is a faith-based, nonprofit organization that gives confidential life-affirming services free to the community as we come alongside families facing unplanned pregnancies. We challenge students to live God-honoring lives and provide abortion healing support groups. Dr. Lau has firsthand experience in abortion pill reversal, fighting for a second chance at life for the smallest of preborn. Seating starts at 6:30 and the program begins at 7 p.m. Please call 772-8255 283168 or go to carenetgala.com to RSVP today. We fill up fast.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.